I was called out the other day for being consistent.
Who calls somebody out for being consistent? That's crazy. Who does that? I see you got whatever, nigga. I got time. I don't have time. I'm making time. That's what it is. You make time. Because people make time for the things they want to, whatever. Whatever. This one's going to be quick. I don't know if it's going to be quick. So, I knew I wanted to do this. Now everybody's sitting there, what you talking about, nigga? Let me get to it. I knew I wanted to do this. I knew I wanted to mark this special moment. Today, September 2nd, 2021, year of our Lord. Marks 1 year. Ouch, I'm stretching. Marks 1 year that I purchased this house. I'm in the house now, as you can hear. Can you hear it? You can't really hear the house. The house is making noise, though. That I've been here. Some on the screen. And it's been a thing. I had a question. I asked this on Instagram. I'm going to ask y'all anyway. They say, like, your first year as a homeowner is, like, when you be your brokest. Because, you know, you buying and spending and spending and buying and paying and paying and paying. So now that I've reached the year mark, does that mean I can the money start coming in now? Because I'm broke. Shit costs money. Ooh. Shit costs money. Like, I know this shit costs money, but shit costs money. Like, I got to pay for this shit. And I knew that, but goddamn. Like, when I've moved in, the price, and I've talked about this, like, you heard me talk about it. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but, you know, you heard me talk about it. Like, I walked you through it. I walked you through the process of how I got the house. I guess I could walk you through how, you know, this is how the year's been. So, I closed on this day last year. I still had my apartment. And I remember my realtor, he was like, man, you know, he was, this motherfucker, he was trying to rush me out my apartment. I don't want you paying, you know, rent and a mortgage. That's crazy. I don't want you doing it. I don't want you doing it. I'm like, motherfucker, I already paid rent for this month. Relax. Shit. Well, I know, man, but I don't want you. I need you to get out. You gonna pay it for me? If not, leave me the fuck alone. Shit. That was my attitude at the time. Like, goddamn, get out my pockets, please. I got to do what I got to do here. Plus, I got to pack this hoe up. So, I didn't really. I closed today. Like I said, I closed today last year. I didn't really move until a month later because, and I say a month, like really 2 months. I didn't move to 2 months later because the house was, I don't want to say unlivable, but it wasn't up to par. It wasn't up to the standard that I needed it to be. And y'all know I got it renovated and all that shit, so I ain't going into that far. But yeah, so October was pack month, and shout out to the Paynes for coming down and helping a brother pack up. Moved in November, and November, December, because they were working September, October, November. Yeah. November was interesting because I was actually living here whilst they were working. And y'all know this. So I was basically living in a construction zone. It's crazy. Like, I would wake up to hammering and all sorts of shit and noise and drill. I was like, God damn, I'm really living in a fucking, there's a movie. I'm repeating shit, but y'all can bear with me. There's a movie called The Money Pit with Tom Hanks, old 80s movie. That's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt. Like, the one thing I wanted to do so bad is that I could not wait to walk around barefoot. But of course I couldn't do it because you got nails and sharp places and all sorts of shit all over the place. And yeah, it was rough. I moved into the guest room. I had all my shit scattered all over the living room, dining room, and all my personal shit, clothes and shit up there in the guest room. The shoe room closet was not finished yet. The main room wasn't finished yet. One of the bathrooms wasn't finished yet. I was living down. I had to. They fixed the toilet downstairs in this bathroom because I'm downstairs right now. So I would wake up in the morning to go to work, wake up, go downstairs, brush my teeth and shit, literally, and get up and go to work. Well, when did you bathe, Torrance? That just sounds ridiculous. So I have my home. I would bathe at my homegirl house. Like, I get off of work, go to the gym, and go to Ashley's crib and shower and come home. Why don't you shower at the gym? Because that's showering at the gym. That's, I'm not that committed. Like, motherfuckers that shower at the gym, like, that's committed. I've showered at the gym before. I was committed then. I ain't that committed. Like, I got a new weight plan these days, and I'm looking ridiculous. Like, Philip noticed today. He was like, Torrance, you look like, you know, you actually do look like you lost a pound or two. A pound or two. All right, nigga. So, yeah. So, that was that. So, then they finished. Everything was great. New carpet, new kitchen layout, new bedroom layout. I started painting. I actually learned how to paint during this process. I'd never painted before. I had my homegirl help me out. And she was like, nigga, you don't know how to paint? And I said, no. Never painted before. And so, she showed me how to paint. And that was pretty cool. So, I painted the main room, the master. Didn't know what I was doing. Then I painted the red room and she showed me that. That looked great. Then I painted the living room. Y'all seen pictures of that shit. And it all looks great. So I still have to complete the dining room. I'm still trying to figure that out. I still got shit in there. Right now it's just the hold room. And I got to get a table. I got to paint the walls. I got to push it up. So again, still money that needs to be spent. The living room is almost done. It's my plant room. I got a lot of plants in my sunroom. I put turf down. Got some chairs in there. So it's like in a year's time, I've done some things to make it a livable ass space. Yeah, you know, I've kept a lot of old with the new. I've always said I didn't want to buy a house. I had no intentions on buying a house, at least not this soon. Like whenever I thought about buying a house, I figured I'd be buying it like with a wife or some shit, right? Or some shit. It'd really just be with a wife. I don't know what some shit means, but it would definitely be with a wife. But I looked at it. Y'all know the story. I saw some houses. I saw some rates. I got upset because they were cheaper than what I was paying in rent. Cheaper as fuck. And so, yeah, it happened. I always said, though, if I was going to get a house, it needed to be something I could touch. And I actually had this conversation with my godfather earlier today because he said they just got their daughter a house and she wanted a brand new house. But they was like, nah, we can just get your old house to renovate. He was like, Torrance, we took inspiration from you because the way you got this place looking is great. Thank you. It's just like you got to have a vision for certain shit, right? You got to have a vision and you actually got to be creative. And that's where a lot of people fail. Not to say that y'all ain't creative, but I'm going to say that y'all ain't creative because y'all know who y'all ain't creative. But you got to just have a vision. Like, you got to see shit. You got to feel shit. You got to want shit a certain way. And that's how I am. I keep shit certain. Like, shit that don't bother me be bothering other people. And it's bothersome to them. I could care less, honestly. It's a lot of things. And it's, you're not going to finish? You're not going to do it? You're not? Nope. Mm-mm. What you going to do about it? Nope. But you know, if this was my house, if this was your house, you'd be paying the mortgage. I'm paying the mortgage. But thank you for your input. Now go sit your ass on my couch and shut the fuck up. Speaking of the couch, that was another thing. A couch was supposed to come with my house. It was this old school throwback white couch. It was dope. And it was in a living room. That means nobody sat on it because it was white as hell. And you know how that go. But they got rid of it when I moved in. And apparently that was fucked up. So then my realtor had to buy me a whole new couch. And I love this couch. I got it from Rooms To Go. He paid for it. It's dope. It's comfortable as fuck. I know I needed a couch that I could stretch out on. I'm not the tallest brother, but the other couch I had in my apartment, I couldn't stretch out on it. I can stretch out on this motherfucker. I fell asleep the other night. The house is still creepy, kind of. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's just because it's, like, dark and quiet. Still get the airplanes, but y'all know that. Y'all hear me recording. You hear airplanes and shit. I had an exterminator come over here one time. I need to call that motherfucker back because the summer has been a thing. And y'all know because remember you saw the video of the snake outside. There's a snake living in my attic. I know I'll hear comments about this later, so just reach out to me directly about that. But there's a snake living in my attic amongst probably other things. I remember I saw a snake down here in the den one time. I thought it was a shoelace till it moved. And I said, oh, okay. Well, my homeboy Alex was here visiting. I saw a lizard in the basement, and it tried to run up on me. No, it didn't try to run up on me. It tried to run away from me, and I ran up on it. I didn't kill it like I killed the snake. I just took it outside and let it loose, and it ran into the grass. I live right next to like a highly wooded area. Like, I basically live in the woods, and my backyard is ridiculous anyway. So it's certain shit that motherfuckers would be like, I don't see how you live. Yeah, it is what it is. This is the South, and I live next to a highly wooded area. It's part of the game, baby. At night when I be down here watching TV or kicking it or doing whatever, that's when the creeps come out. The creeps come out at night, literally. The centipedes, the roly-polies, the other critters, yeah. So I need to call the exterminator too. I remember one time last week, I don't know what to say the last week, but one time I had a house guest. Well, she wasn't a house guest, it was a guest. I needed to clean up. I cleaned up, made sure everything was spick and span. And when I finished, I had a conversation with my house. I said, look here, I have somebody coming over my house tonight that is very, I just have somebody coming over my house, and I'm begging and pleading, please do not show out tonight. Please, please, please don't embarrass me. Just if you got to run out when she's not looking, or just when she turns around, just don't just come out and just lay in the middle of the floor like you do all the time when nobody else is here but me. Please don't do that. And, you know, the house must have heard me, and, you know, it'll bite it. And I'm happy about it. Like, thank you. Thank you so much. Like, if other people, I don't give a shit. But if certain people are here, it's like, please don't embarrass me. I'm trying to do something, and you're trying to do something, too. And I don't want you to do something just gonna stop me from doing something. Shit. But all in all, I love my house. I love my house. I can say it's my house. Realistically, the house belongs to Guaranteed Rate. I'm just paying for it. So this is Guaranteed Rate's house until I finish paying for it. Then it'll be my house. Philip is like, no, nigga, that's your house. No, it's Guaranteed Rate's house. I owe them the money. When I pay them back, then it's my house. No, nigga. I saw this clip. Frat Brother posted about Chris Rock talking about spending money or some shit, doing things. He said, it's hard to do things. I'm going to give you the Torrance version. It's basically hard to do things depending on your mortgage. If you got a good mortgage, it's easy to do shit. But if you got a bad mortgage, you might as well just not do nothing. Like, if you get paid and it goes right to your mortgage, yeah, you don't have a good mortgage. I have a great mortgage. So I'm just trying my best to maintain money and save. Hopefully something happens. I get another breakthrough and this job breaks me off with some more money. But, you know, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to do nothing. Shout out to everybody who's, you know, blessed me with things. Shout out to those who have yet to bless me with something. I know you're going to do it. A lot of people waiting for me to have a housewarming. And it's like, okay, I want to. But realistically, I feel like that would be rather irresponsible, maybe, considering pandorama, you know, Delta variant shit. No, you still want to come over my house and act crazy? I caught COVID over here. I talked about that shit. That was rough. That was a rough time. I sat on this couch. I felt so alone during that period of time. You understand? I felt bad. Like, I almost cried. I didn't cry, but I almost cried. I didn't cry. But it was just so rough on a brother. Like, I was just, I'm so alone. It was there. I was like, shit, nigga. That really had me thinking, like, nigga, you need a woman. You need somebody to just check on you because your mama too far away. So that was that. But, like I said, the year's been fun. It's great to just be able to come home to my shit. Do things in my place. Shit get broke, I know who broke it. You know, that type of shit. However, something get broke, I got to fix it type shit too. But I'm thankful, man. I love it. I wonder how it's going to go. I'm going to keep paying for it. I know that. But I'm just curious to see, like, where I'll be at this time next year. You know, 2 years, right? 3 years, maybe 4 or 5. Who knows, you know? Maybe something will happen. I end up selling. Maybe I keep it as a rental property. You never know. To those of you who are interested in visiting, just let me know. Holler at me. I got a whole guest room. Still decorating, of course. I'm decorating the house like every day. I get ideas and shit like that because I just wanted a space to express myself, and I found it. So, yeah. It's been a year. Wow.
change.